We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Memphis's original Freaky Pop-Up Shop will be open October 11th through the 16th at the Medicine Factory with a brand new collection of strange art, apparel, and home decor. One-of-a-kind oddities sourced exclusively from makers and artists and unique in-store events every day at Monster Market 2024 this October. More information at memphismonstermarket.com.
It's Shell season, and you're invited to experience live music at no cost. From blues and R&B to country Americana, the Orion Free Concert Series at the Overton Park Shell is showcasing a diverse lineup of talent throughout the summer and fall. More information can be found at overtonparkshell.org.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You're listening to WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. My name is Willie Bearden, and you are here on the cusp of a journey we're going to take this morning with my buddy Mark White. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Will. It's good to be here as always.
Man, I saw where you were here last in January.
That sounds right.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
And we really did have a good time. I had a lot of people really enjoyed your show, so I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad to be
here. And can do this with us. We're going to have a good time today.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, and I want to tell the audience out there. I am so pleased to announce that Youth Villages is now the sponsor of Songs That Move You.
That's great.
Isn't that
news.
Wild?
That is great news.
Yeah, I'm so pleased about that. So we're gonna, you know, we'll talk, you know, more about Youth Villages as time goes on. But they will be my sponsor for the next 6 or 8 months. So I'm very, very pleased about that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you're here this morning. So. All right, so the last time you were here, we went, you know, we did a lot of songs. Did you immediately start thinking about your next list?
I did, as a matter of fact. I started a Spotify playlist called My Next 10, and that's what we're going to go through today.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, what was your criteria this time?
You know, this was a little different. I do have a podcast about songs that you haven't heard before, and so some of these you've not heard before. In that vein, I wanted people to maybe hear some things they hadn't heard before, because nothing better than been discovering brand new music.
Yeah, so for sure.
Some of these are that way. Some of them are you've heard probably a bunch of times, but maybe a little bit of a story behind them.
So. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, what are we starting with?
All right, so there's a little band out of the UK, which when I first heard them, I thought, how have I not heard this band before? They've been around since 84.
Wow.
They took a break off in the middle there, but kind of your traditional rock band, you know, the two guitars and keyboards
sure,
and all that.
Yeah.
Never heard of them before, but again, as Spotify will do for you, we'll you know, show you some great bands that are similar to what you like. So it's a band called FM.
Okay.
And this one's called Shape I'm In.
Okay, here we go.
Fears we left behind, the wine, the cigarettes, the many times you phoned me, and now you just pretend that you don't know me. How can I let you think I feel the same? How can you turn your face away so coldly? You stare as land of leaves, I wonder, do you really know me? I search the past, you're gone, and now today I find remains of lonely. Today I've just become a total stranger, a stranger that before you used to know, and laughing as the world becomes a danger, we drown within the seas we overflow.
Listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, powered by the Crosstown Radio Partnership between the Daily Memphian, Crosstown Concourse, and the University of Memphis.
Can you?
folks, we obviously have had some technical problems in here, and I have no idea what's going on. So you've been not listening to Mark's Songs and Move
yet.
Him. You've been listening to Songs and Move somebody else. We don't even know who that is.
That's right.
Okay, so here's what we're going to try. We're gonna try this again and see if we can get there. So, Mark, what's your next pick?
So the next one you've all heard. It's What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. Everybody thinks this is like a protest song, but... I read a story, the person who wrote this, Al Cleveland, said it's not really a protest song. He had seen some things in Berkeley that upset him a little bit. O.B. Benson from the Four Tops had seen some things, and so they got together and wrote this. And he said, it's not a protest song. He's like, no, you know, it's a love song. It's about love and understanding. He said, I'm not protesting. He goes, I really want to know what's going on. So I thought that was a great story.
That's so cool. Here we go. Well, you know what? Hang on. We're going to do this. That thing like started right in the middle of the song, right?
Very cool.
I don't know what's going on here, but we're still gonna try here. Hang on. I gotta see if I can find this again.
Live radio.
This is live radio, and it's just kind of. Looks like kind of a mess this morning, and I take full responsibility. Let's see here if I can find this. Okay, it's not letting me get that. So, hang on, let's see. Well, you know what? Hang on. We're gonna have to play some more music while we're trying to figure this out.
Let's do that. We'll come back.
Here we go.
Talk to me, sister, so you can see. Sister.
Okay, well, all right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You, and that was the first song that moved Mark, and we somehow have gotten this thing back together. We had to use some baling wire and some Elmer's glue and duct tape and some string. We had to use Mark's shoestrings kind of tie this thing together. Sorry, folks. I really apologize. I don't know what's going on. We play things off Spotify playlists, and sometimes they kind of disappear off my phone or something. And so maybe my my plan isn't working as well as I think it is. But okay, you know, we're gonna push along here. So, Mark, what have you got next?
All right, so I'm a fan of Patti Smyth. If you remember Scandal from, I'm going to say, the 80s, early 80s.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And she's a solo artist now and has a couple albums out. This song is one called Drive, okay. And it's the premise is sort of, I'm going to kind of drive through my memories and just what you've done in the past and all those things. I thought it was just a great feeling song. It evokes a great feeling about just your memories and what you've done in the past, and it's a really good song.
Great, here we go. like that. That's like an anthem that's not an anthem.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. That's right. Yeah.
That's good stuff. Yeah. Patti Smyth.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Scandal was a big band in the 80s. Yeah. I mean, a lot of guys had crushes on her. I might admit to that myself.
Yeah. That's great. Folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. We're in Memphis, Tennessee. We're at 91.7 on your dial. Or you might be listening to WYXR.org. Wherever you're listening from or however you're listening, I just want to thank you for being here. My name is Willie Bearden. My guest this morning on the show is Mark White. And Mark, man, it's great to have you here. And I apologize again for screwing up the first 15 minutes of the show. But
absolutely fine. Always a great time spending time with you, Willie, whether we're working through stuff or not.
Well, we were running around here like the Three Stooges, like the Two Stooges.
That's right. I wish there had been video of that. That had been mean.
We're trying to figure out what to do and how to do it. But I think we got it together now.
I think we did.
So you got some great songs here, man. Yeah. So this next one, I knew this next artist, and what a fine guy he was.
Yeah,
he was such a great guy. He was so talented, and man, could sing like nobody else.
Yeah, Casey Kasem called him the voice. That was just his nickname for him.
Right.
It was just the voice. Yeah, we're talking about, we call him a hometown boy. He wasn't born here, but Jimmy Jameson is who we're talking about. We lost Jimmy back in 2014. But I was on a flight with him probably 3 or 4 months before that.
Really?
And we sat down and talked for a long time.
Yeah.
And I remember him from the Target days all the way up through Cobra and all of that. Just, I mean, his voice was amazing. All the work he did with Survivor. And
he was something. I used to, in a previous life, I used to write and produce jingles.
Yeah.
He used to sing jingles for me. And man, he was the best.
Yeah, he probably didn't need multiple takes.
Did not need multiple takes. And he didn't really need you to tell him. I mean, he'd always say, what are you thinking about this? You know, and kind of get a feel for the track and everything. And then he would go in and deliver something 100 times better than I could have ever thought of.
Yeah, there was a reason why they were so. I mean, Survivor was popular, you know, Eye of the Tiger and everything. But then they went to a whole nother level when he started singing with them. So
it was great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great
so, time. What is this song called?
This one's called "Everybody's Got a Broken Heart."
Okay, Jimmy Jameson, our buddy. We'll be right back.
wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org. We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
That's great. Folks, you're listening to songs that move you. And I wanted to announce, if you didn't hear at the top of the show, that our show is now being sponsored by Youth Villages. And I am so pleased. Yeah. So pleased of the work they do here in the city and have done here in the city for us for decades.
Yeah, forever. Now. They've been around forever.
Yeah, really great organization. And thank you so much for sponsoring us. Yeah. All right. Well, let's push along here and try to make up some time. if that's possible.
If that's possible with songs.
Yeah. What have we got next?
All right. So I don't think any playlist these days is complete without at least one Glen Campbell song.
There you go. Actually, you got me.
And actually, this isn't even a Glen Campbell song. This is him doing a song that Tom Petty wrote.
Okay.
It's off of Glenn's album that was live from the Troubadour. So this is a live track So you'll hear him kind of talk a little bit as he gets started. That was released back in 2021. Okay. But it was on an earlier album he did too. But Tom Petty's a songwriter and a half unfortunately, both of these guys we've lost. But I think you'll enjoy this one. You probably have not heard this before, and it's called Walls.
Island.
Man, that was really cool.
Yeah, most people haven't heard that from me.
I had never heard that. Yeah. That's very good. And man, what a band behind him. It's got your big orchestra there.
Yeah, sounds great. I heard that Lindsey Buckingham is singing background.
Wow, that's pretty cool. When you can get Lindsey Buckingham behind you, I think you're going to do okay.
You're doing all right.
That's great. Folks, my guest this morning is Mark White. So, Mark, what else has been going on, man? I know you do a podcast, and you're still doing that. Is that weekly?
Every 2 weeks.
Every weeks.
Every other Saturday morning, 10 a.m., we release a song. The podcast is called Tunes Uncovered. Good friend of mine, Carrie Michael, and I do. In fact, we just did one. Last one we did was an Al Green song, Reverend
really?
Al Green. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so go out and check that out anywhere you get your podcasts, and tunesuncovered.com.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. Folks, we're glad you're along for the ride this morning on Songs That Move You. And we're going to keep pushing here because we're going to make up some time. Nobody's ever been able to make time, but we're going to make time.
That's right.
This morning. Okay, what have we got next? Right. Ooh, I see what you got next. Oh, this is one of my all-time favorite songs.
Okay, so it worked out. Yeah, so another local fella, Keith Sykes. Everybody has heard B-I-G-T-I-M-E if you've been here for any amount of time. This is not that song, but I'm Not Strange, I'm Just Like You album was great.
Yeah,
it was
really
an absolutely
was.
Great album. This one, actually, this song we're going to do is a little bit later than that. And I also read the other day that he produced John Kilzer's Memory in the Making.
That's
which
right.
Is another amazing local album.
That's right.
If you haven't heard that. So this one's called Coast of Marseille.
And what a beautiful song it is. Here we go.
Sat there on the coast of Marseille, my thoughts came by like wind through my hand. How good it be to hold you, how good it be to feel like that again. How good it be to feel like that again. Would you be remembering me? I ask that question time and again. The answer came and haunted me so. I did not want to think it again. I did not want to think it again.
Forget.
start loving you yet. When I left the coast of Marseille, I hadn't done what I'd come to do. I spent all of the money I'd saved and did not get over you. Did not get over you.
Wow, Keith Sykes, "Coast of Marseille." What a song,
yeah,
man!
Beautiful God. Song.
And just when he says, you know. When I left the coast of Marseille, I hadn't done what I'd come to do.
That's right.
Spent all the money I'd saved, still didn't get over you. It just kills
me. That's
a
great line.
I love that. What a great songwriter. And, you know, Jimmy Buffett, I forget which album, which Buffett album this was on, but it was.
Yeah, he was on that too. Yeah,
that was great. And I did want to say that Keith Sykes has a new book out, and it's called A Very Short Time.
Oh, wow.
And it's his autobiography and his road tales and all that. And let me tell you, it is great. So, folks, if you want to buy somebody a Christmas present or a birthday present or something, look for Keith Sykes' new book, A Very Short Time. And I think you can get it from his website. I'm sure it's Keith Sykes. Okay. .com
probably.
Or something. Yeah. But yeah, folks, we're here with Mark White this morning, and we finally got our act together. I say we broadly. I finally got my act back together so we could actually play Mark's music.
Yeah, this is a team effort. So.
That's right.
Yeah, we got it going.
Okay, so what have we got next?
All right, so we're going to pick it up quite a bit on this one. This is a song by a guy named Kim Mitchell. Mm-hmm. Canadian guy, used to play in a band called Max Webster. If anybody remembers, there's a deep cut for you. But I first heard this in Trader Dick's being played by a local band in the 80s called Foreplay. I don't know if anybody remembers those guys or not. Not to be confused with the Foreplay that's out now, that's the kind of the jazz band. But this is called Gopher Soda. And this is one of those that if you're driving, go ahead and turn this one up.
Hey, here we go.
Thank you.
I'm going to go for some soda.
Hopefully nobody got pulled over during that.
That's right. That's a good one. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Huh. And yeah. Kim, who was it? Kim Mitchell.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Canadian guy. He's still around. They're still doing some stuff. But that was off an 84 album. So that's, that's a long time ago.
They've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Anybody who can sustain some kind of presence in the public for that long is obviously doing something right.
Right.
That's great. Folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You, and we're glad you're here this morning. I hope you have a great week this week. I think fall is creeping in.
It's maybe here.
You know, yes. This is we're doing the weather here now on, on Songs That Move You. That's right. So I think the weather's going to be nice this week.
Right.
End of weather.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope that you're going to have a great week this week, and step into the fall, having some fun and stuff. Oh, and let me just say this. Those of you who always ask me about Elmwood Cemetery, this is the week where Elmwood is doing the costume tour where you can walk through the cemetery and meet those people who are residents there.
Yeah.
One of those residents will be none other than me this week, because I always tell people, I don't get volunteered. I get voluntold what I'm going to do. And I'm going to be a 19th century doctor who shoots somebody, actually. So
there's a cliffhanger for you.
Come on along. The Soul of the City tour, you can find the tickets at elmwoodcemetery.org. elmwoodcemetery.org, and you can choose the time when you'd like to take your tour through the cemetery. It's Friday night and Saturday night this week.
Yeah, my wife and I have done that. It's an amazing tour.
It's a great tour. I really do enjoy doing it. It's a lot of fun. Folks, I'm here with Mark White. Mark, what else we got?
All right, we're going to listen to one by a guy named Jason Mraz. Probably haven't heard him lately. He had the big song called The Remedy, which was out back in the early 90s.
Right.
This one stuck out to me the minute I heard it, because you don't hear that many songs, even back then, especially now, with a really good horn arrangement and all that. I mean, Chicago's still around, but this was just a very... You just have to listen to the song, and I think you'll know what I mean. It's a great arrangement. The horn's just amazing. It's called No Stopping Us.
Take a baker's dozen to get my point to you. Would it take a half a pound to roll that joint for you? Would it take some Hail Mary so full of grace to get my sound to you? Will you help me break it down and get on through? Now to the other side. It's easy if you only try, 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 try. We don't lie down on the job, oh no. Because once we hit the top, there's no stopping us. No, ain't no stopping us. Should I address all my letters to the well-to-be? Should I say return to senders just a well be done? Should I bet that I'd take it so personally if all the good loving is never received? Baby, if it was me, well, I wouldn't think twice. No, not I. It's easy if you only try, try, try. We don't lie down on the job or worse, because once we hit the top, there's no stopping us. No. There's no stopping us. There's no stopping us now. No stopping us. Oh, I will drive a 1,000 miles, or I'll meet you at the station. If only you would take a vacation from this thing you have created. You are. we've just begun.
Well, Mark, I think that's my new favorite song. Wow. That is so cool. No Stopping Us, Jason Mraz.
Yeah, don't go listen to his album Looking for More Like That.
Yeah, that's the only one on there like that.
Yeah, the rest of them are a very good album, but different from that. But,
probably his record company said, you need to do this song.
Exactly.
And he was probably going, well, that's not really me. Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's like Kiss doing Beth. He's like, it didn't really fit with the rest of them.
That's right. Yeah, let's bust a hit out every now and then, right? Oh, that's cool, folks. We are so glad you've been along with us this morning. This is it's been a lot of fun. This is Songs That Move You. And what we do is we bring people in, and we let them bring the songs. And we talk about those songs and why they move them. And this is, I tell you, I've been doing this show for about 2.5 years now. And it is so much fun. Oh, yeah. It absolutely starts my week on the right foot. Or as James Brown said, on the good foot.
That's right.
That's right. And we are on the good foot this morning. So, all right, Mark, we've got like one more song going here. What do you... Tell me what you got coming up and anything you want to talk about, and then what we've got for the last song.
No, just, always a pleasure spending time with you. This was fun this morning and a little fire drill we had there.
It was a fire drill.
but it's a lot of fun. Again, if you like this kind of music, go out to tunesuncovered.com. But this last one, we're going to end on a high note here. And again, probably one you may not have heard and you probably haven't heard lately. And it's a song by a guy named Jude Cole, and he was big there in the 90s or so.
I remember him. Yeah,
he's still playing around a little bit, doing some new albums, but this one's called Baby It's Tonight, and the band behind this is amazing. I mean, this is the who's who of studio musicians and everything. So it's called Baby It's Tonight.
Many words have not been said for us to be living alone.
Okay. Man, that is a cool song. I remember that song well, and we were talking about how well produced that was.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, there's some talent going on. I think you mentioned offline kind of the art behind that. You know, it's being able to take those musicians and turn it into something that is bigger than the sum. So.
Yeah, it really is. And who did you say Leland Sklar was playing bass? Jeff Porcaro was
a drummer. One of my favorite guitar players of all time, a guy named Tim Pierce, played on a ton of things, played on all the Springfield stuff.
Wow.
Very, very good.
Oh, that's great. That's great stuff. Well, folks, we are so pleased you've come along on this journey with us this morning. It's so much fun doing this. I love sitting here in the Crosstown Concourse and watching people come by. And when people look in here, they always smile.
I was thinking the same thing. Everybody gets a smile.
And I just love that.
You can see it happening on their face like, oh, they're on a radio.